Hey, greetings everybody. This is Brother James, DontPerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. I have a topic for you that's an unusual one, but I think it's a good one. Ready? Nakedness in the Bible. Yeah. We're going to talk about and take on this topic, nakedness in the Bible. I was asked about it by a dear saint. They were talking about the account of Peter in the boat when he was fishing. We're going to cover that. We also hear this a lot when we're out in the street preaching. People of the world or the false churchianity people will often say to us, yeah, well, Noah was naked. David danced naked. Peter was naked. Yeah, these unbiblical people, not this saint that asked the question, nope. These unbiblical people, they oftentimes are defending nakedness, trying to make it okay according to God's word, but that simply is not the case. We're going to find out. As always, as Bereans, Acts 17 Bereans, we're going to use God's word. We're going to explore and see what the Bible says about nakedness in Scripture. Okay, so if we look at this, the word naked and nakedness is used about 87 times from Genesis to Revelation, 70 times in the Old Testament, about 17 times, roughly, in the New Testament. And after looking at all of them, I have found, and looking at the context of them, I can tell you that nakedness, about 95% of the times in the Bible, is viewed by God in a negative way. We'll talk about those rare exceptions, but 95% of the times, roughly, it's viewed in a negative way by the Creator of the universe. A few places, let me explain that. A few places it talks about like lands being naked. And then there's a couple verses here, I'm going to read them to you, where it talks about a prophet who was naked. But all the rest of them, and there's one time about Adam and Eve, we're going to read about that too. But all the rest of them, it's viewing nakedness as a bad thing. Let's read about the prophets that were naked. Isaiah 20 verse 2. At the same time spake the Lord by Isaiah the son of Amoz, saying, go loosen the sackcloth off thy loins, and put off thy shoe from thy foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. All right, so that's the one verse about the prophet. And this one, Samuel, 1 Samuel 19:24. And he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in the manner, laid down naked all the day and all that night. Wherefore they say, is Saul also among the prophets? So in both cases, that word there in the Hebrew is aram, aram. It means nude or partial nude. Doesn't mean fully naked per se. And they may have just taken off the outer garment. People wore multiple layers of clothing back then, as we do today, right? Underwear, outside clothing. Of course, people wear less and less all the time, don't they? Yeah. So it may have been that they just took off the outer garment. I believe, per God's view of nakedness, they most likely were not fully naked. All right? That word leaves the possibility that they were not fully naked. God most often frowns upon nakedness, as I said. And again, consider, nakedness is not total nudity. It can be a partial uncovering of your body. It can be a woman's uncovered head in public. Yeah. So think about that as we're carrying ourselves for the glory of God. God is serious about nakedness, even amongst families. Leviticus 18:9. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father and the daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. So God's serious about nakedness, even in families. Now, let's talk about the one time for sure that God saw nakedness as a good thing between husband and wife. Genesis 2:25. And they were both naked, and the man and wife were not ashamed. All right, so that's a good thing, right? Husband and wives can be naked with each other. God designed it that way for intimacy and procreation. But that's not very often in the Scriptures. Most time, God views nakedness as a very bad thing. He covered us in Genesis 3:21 in robe-like garments, tunic-like garments after killing an animal, the first shedding of blood, an archetype of Jesus. Yet God's serious about covering up our nakedness. So let's go on to some specific accounts that we talked about. Noah was naked. We hear that one all the time. Genesis 9:22. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. All right. So that word nakedness here is irvah, and it means nude, totally nude. It doesn't even lead to the ability of being partially naked. It means totally nude. So God was serious about this, of course, seeing your family member's nakedness or anyone else's that you're not married to. And God cursed his son because of it. Yeah, go look it up. For his actions. God takes nakedness very serious. Next, let's talk about David danced naked, right? 2 Samuel 6:14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. All right, I don't know where people get the David danced naked. An ephod, a linen ephod, it was a priestly garb. The priests were not allowed to be naked. All right, God had them covering themselves. David was not naked. He was just without his kingly robe, extra long robe, extra royal robe. His body was covered. David was not naked. And if you're wondering about David dancing, go look up an article I did at the teaching blog from don'tperish.com. David danced, and I put it in context. I show how it's not for today. Go look up the article about David dancing. But David was not naked. He had on a linen ephod. It was an undergarment that covered his body like the priest had to. God always instructed his priests to cover their bodies. Okay, Exodus 28:42, and thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness from their loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. So God cared about his priests, were his priests today, not being naked. So again, the entire record of scripture frowns on nakedness for the most part. And as I told you, God put men and women in tunics and robes, dresses, to be covered. God is serious about covering. We should be serious as well. Let's get to Peter in the boat. Yep, that's what this dear saint asked about. John 21:7. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it's the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. All right, so let's talk about this account. So Peter here, it says he's naked. That word is gumnos. It means this, ready? Unclad, without clothing, the naked body. It can mean ill-clad. It can be clad in undergarments, the outer garment or cloak being laid aside, like a fisherman's coat, right? It can be stripped of the body without a body. It doesn't mean totally naked always, all right? And here's the wrong thing. We should not assume that he was totally naked, because we don't know. We also should not assume that it was a good thing that he wasn't dressed, all right? The Bible always records men's sinfulness and fallen ways. And we're going to talk about Peter's sinfulness and fallen ways. Did you notice something? A little clue here. Before he goes to meet Jesus, what does he do? He covers himself up. That's a little hint that he wasn't proper, whether he was, I don't believe he was totally naked. He was probably had his outer garment off, but he was covering himself to go meet the Lord. That's a little clue there, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is. May have had his top covering off, but I don't think he was totally naked. We can't know for sure. I've heard people say that fishermen often dressed way down to do the job. They'd be jumping in the water, messing with the nets, all of that kind of stuff. But we don't know this stuff for sure. I can't say that dogmatically. Also, if he was stripped down just a bit, let's say he was stripped down more than he should have been stripped down. This isn't hard to realize that it could be true. You know why? Peter was known as a fleshly man before the Holy Spirit fell on him. He got called out by Jesus. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, when Peter was kind of telling Jesus how things were going to be. Peter cut off a guy's ear with his sword, and Peter denied Jesus three times. Peter was a fleshly man, a sinful man, a man that was not always saying and doing the proper thing. This is before the Holy Spirit fell on them. Then they had great boldness and wisdom. So It doesn't mean when we read in the record that Peter was naked that it was a good thing. Doesn't mean God smiled upon that. Doesn't mean he was totally naked. All right? Think about that. The Bible does show men sin. We know that. Over and over we see it. It's what I love about God's word. It doesn't hide men's sin. It just shows us the truth and then shows us the way. All right? And as I said, I need to say it again. Nakedness in all the Bible was rarely ever seen as a good thing, except between a husband and a wife and a few rare cases of some partial nakedness that was recorded, like with the prophets probably, and talking about the nakedness of land and things like that. So to finish off this teaching on biblical nakedness, near the end of Holy Scripture, Jesus Christ says this. Ready? Revelation 16:15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. That word there in Revelation, gumnos, same word about Peter's nakedness. Yeah, saints, we need to guard ourselves, how we carry ourselves. We are the temple of the Most High. We should not be naked. We should not be exposing ourselves. We should only be dressing down in those appropriate times where God's word and God's way says it is appropriate. Don't think Peter was doing the right thing. Don't think Peter was totally naked. Don't think nakedness is ever appropriate out in public. I do want to say this. There was a thing called girding up their loins. And men would have an outside tunic and then a belt. And then when they worked and doing strenuous things, they would tuck their garment into this belt. And that would probably be a little less covering than normal, but that does not mean they were exposed. That does not mean they were naked. And so when they were working with other men, there may have been a time when girding their loins would have pulled their cloak in, their tunic in, but it doesn't mean they were naked. So take all of these things into consideration. Take Jesus' words in consideration. Keep your garments, lest ye walk naked and see his shame. I hope that helps you see that biblical nakedness, nakedness in the Bible. I don't think there's such, well, there is such a thing as biblical nakedness between a husband and a wife. And those other few rare occurrences we talked about, the nakedness of the land, things like that. But make sure we're doing it where God deems it is appropriate. I hope this teaching helps you to see this. Walk accordingly for his glory in all of our ways. Always fall on the side of holiness and obedience and God, not on the side of sin and flesh and the unknown. Cover yourself in the Word of God. Cover yourself by his Spirit. Cover yourself with truth and wisdom. And yeah, cover your body. Men in a tunic garment, women in a long and flowing robe and a head covering. For God's glory. It's all over Scripture. We teach about it at our website, don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Look under dress for men, dress for women. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Hey, till next time, go out. Have a glorious day. We love you all. Down the gospel road we go. And may God be praised.